Everybody has them, but nobody wants them. They interrupt our daily life, are unpleasant, and cost energy. They are even able to destroy someone's life. I'm talking about personal crisis. I invited an expert, Bernhard Dreyer. He works at the psychiatry in Valduna Rankweil. What do you, as an expert, think about personal crisis? Are they even an opportunity? And how do you overcome them?
Well, I think everybody experienced personal crisis once or maybe many times in life. A personal crisis can be a chance to think about life and its meaning, but also they can bring you down to hit rock bottom. I remember a patient, he had a burnout disease. He told me that he wants to take this situation to change life. So he looks at it as a changing point and not a low point. I think this is a great attitude how to handle with personal crisis.
And do you think there is something we can learn during times of crisis, or is it just a bad life event?
Yes, of course. I think you can learn in every situation in your life. It just depends on how you handle with this situation. So sometimes you can find out where are your personal borders, where you have to say stop. And sometimes you can see that there is something you have to change. And I think that's important. That's the good part of this kind of crisis.
So you work in a psychiatry. How do you treat people with personal crisis?
You know, if somebody comes to the hospital, it means it's really a tough and a hard crisis. And there are many parts which are important for this patient. I always talk to this patient that it's like a cake. And there are many pieces, and all these pieces are important. So one piece could be just the doctor. One piece could be the nurse. One piece could be the psychiatrist. One piece could be the medicine. So all of them helps these people to come out of this crisis. And it depends on which crisis he have, and it depends what kind of person he is.
Does it mean not everybody gets the same treatment?
Yes, of course, because, you know, every person is unique and every personal crisis is very special in his own way. So you always have to look at the patient, how he is and how he suffer. So it's important that you look to the patient. It doesn't mean one size fits all, because every treatment have to be fixed on the patient. That's important.
Thank you for the interview. Well, as Mr. Dreyer tells us, there are the big crises where you need professional help. But on the other hand, there are also smaller crises or problems. So I ask students what they do when they overcome their personal crisis.
What I do to overcome a crisis, I pray and try to remain calm, or I take a walk at the beach, or I read a favorite book to distract myself.
To get out of a crisis, I try to surround myself with people and things I love.
My method to handle crisis is sports, because after sports activities, I have a positive energy in my body.
To overcome my personal crisis, I listen to music to remind myself that life goes on.